All right, each week I try to answer a question. This week's question is, how do you spread God's word? We say that all the time, spread God's word, spread God's word. How do you actually do that? Well, the biblical command comes from Matthew 28. Jesus came to his disciples and said, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. That's a big statement. You own the world, okay? Therefore, yes, go make disciples of all nations. A disciple is not a fancy word. It just literally means a learner. I'm still learning who Jesus is. I'm still being fascinated with who Jesus is. Will you join me? So go make disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and I'll be with you to the end. So to answer the question, how do you guys make disciples? How do you literally spread God's word? Number one, you got to first believe it for yourself. If you come to church, you read scriptures, but you don't actually believe it, it's not going to come through to the world. If you love NASCAR, I don't have to talk to you very long to figure out you love NASCAR. Same with Christ. I tell people all the time when they're dating somebody, see how much time they bring up Jesus. Don't just go, do you believe this and this and this? Yep. Okay, let's talk about something else. Okay, first, you got to believe it for yourself. Second, be brave enough to talk about Jesus. You get all these opportunities, and it's just too scary to talk about Jesus, isn't it? Like, when was the last time that you brought up Jesus and it wasn't awkward? Everyone's like, why are you telling me about Jesus? Because you need him. You'll go to hell without him. So first, believe it for yourself. Believe everything you see and read in the scriptures. Be brave enough to talk about it. And then third, read God's word with people. This is the most basic, fundamental way to make a disciple. Just ask somebody, will you read this with me? I have never heard anybody say, here, go read your Bible. And they go, you know what? I need to do that. They've never responded that way. But I have had people say, you'll read this with me? Yes, I would love to do that. They gave me a laser pointer today. Look at this thing. I'm going to get in trouble. But I'm most excited about the next part of the service, because when we worship, it is the most God-honoring part of the service. Clear your mind and just think about the one that you're singing to.